Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Welcome, everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Mr. Antonio Reynoso, who is the City Council member for District 34, and he's running to be the next borough president for Brooklyn. Welcome, sir. Good to have you here with us
today.
Thank
you. Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Our pleasure. So tell us, who is Antonio Reynoso and why are you running to be the next borough president for Brooklyn?
Antonio Reynoso. So happy to be here. I'm a council member of the 34th District representing Williamsburg and Bushwick in Brooklyn. And look, I'm a young man of immigrant parents that came here from the Dominican Republic. We had very little welfare, food stamps, Section 8, Medicaid. If there was a government program that existed, my family had to take advantage of it just to give me a fair shot. And I think it's because of that that I'm standing here before you as a council member and a candidate running for Brooklyn Borough President. So I know what government can do for people in need, what government can do for immigrant families, and I want to be able to pay that forward. And I'm running for Brooklyn Borough President because Brooklyn gave me everything and I'm ready to give everything back to it. And like, I want to do a little bit of the Marty Markowitz and make sure people know that we have the best roti, that we have the best empanadas and the cheesecakes and the jerk chicken. You name it, Brooklyn has the best. It's the best. And I want to make sure people know that I'm going to put Brooklyn on my back and be a cheerleader. But I also want to make sure that we pass policies and we do things that are going to affect change in the lives of the people that look like me, that grew up like me, these kids in these homes that are growing up in subsidized housing the same way I am. I want to give them a shot. So that's why I'm running for Brooklyn Borough President. And I'm really excited about the momentum that this campaign is carrying and looking forward to being everyone's first choice come June 22nd.
So when you talk about passing policy, what sort of policy as the borough president you can pass?
Well, look, at the end of the day, what we saw with COVID was that it laid bare the inequities that exist in our city. The people that got the vaccines first, that got resources first, are the same people that always get vaccines and always get resources first. But the people that are left behind are folks that look like me, right? An Afro-Caribbean boy and whose family was not on the first line or the first go at getting vaccines. I had a very hard time getting tested and so forth. So when I talk about policies, is these institutions, in order for them to work for us, we need to change policy. We need to pass laws because the people that are working in them and the institutions that currently exist don't work for us. They've never have, and they don't do it now. They don't do so now. So what I'm looking to do is pass laws that change the systems that are currently not doing enough to help people that look like me.
So tell us some of the issues that you're running your platform on.
So look, I want to start with immigration and the work that we're trying to do there. My parents got here with no money and with very little assistance and help and resources available to them. Nothing was translated into Spanish, which is their primary language. And when they came in here, they were lost. What they used to be able to help them was their church. The church was the central location for them to be able to get resources that were important to them or necessary. But we have to change that. We have to build more spaces that are introducing itself to immigrant populations that are helping them with resources and assimilation and so forth. And I think the way we do that is, again, by passing laws, but using the bully pulpit. Make sure that people know that if you come into this country and you need support, that we will be there on the front lines. And for too long, because immigrants don't have the right to vote, right, initially, they tend to be left behind by the political class. And also the resources we have to make people citizens or help them become citizens is limited. The resources we have to keep people in this country, which is very important, especially if they're fleeing from countries that have issues of like environmental justice, Haiti, or in places where government might be problematic or the lack of opportunities are problematic. We need to be able to provide resources for these people. They help build this country, and we need to make sure that we reward them for it. So, you know, as the first like a Caribbean boy in the borough president's office when I get there, I'm going to make sure that people see immigration is a front and center issue that I'm working on.
And what are the issues that you look into address?
Yeah, so another one is housing. The big problem we have right now is that this city is for the extremely poor, the extremely rich, right? And And what's happening is that there are less and less space that currently exists for people that are poor. And we're cramming them into the same communities that don't have resources and can't necessarily take care of them because the transportation infrastructure is an issue. Education is not working in these communities. The joblessness is extremely high. Healthcare is a concern, and ultimately housing. There is no place for us to live in New York. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that it is a developer-driven process as to how the city plans out its infrastructure and its work. We have to stop allowing for developers and these landlords to be at the front lines of dictating what our communities look like, and allow for the people to have a voice and have a choice. As borough president, we get to put forth community boards, and those community boards could be the first line of defense or could be the people that are guiding us and letting us know what they want their neighborhoods to look like. It should start from the people, not from the developers. And I'm one of the only campaigns that is not taking money from developers, not taking money from landlords, so that Brooklyn knows where my interest lies and is with them. It's with the people.
That's very powerful.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I know you spoke about equity. That's an area of concern for you.
Mm-hmm. Equity is the biggest concern I have. I think in this city and in this borough, what ends up happening is that we pay attention to the people that always vote. We pay attention to the people that have a lot of money. We pay attention to the people that have political power. What ends up happening is that we ignore communities that for a long time, you know, have to worry more about whether their kids are going to eat than being civically engaged. They have to worry about whether or not they're going to have a roof over their head before they're civically engaged. They're working two jobs. They need daycare service. They need all these things that are happening to them. Crime in these neighborhoods are taking them away from being able to participate in the political system that we currently have in a meaningful way. So what ends up happening? These elected officials spend more time in these other areas and less time in the areas that need most of our help. So what I'm telling people is that if you have affluence, if you have privilege, you know, if you have resources, I'm going to ask you to take a step back. Take a step back and allow me to spend most of my time and most of my resources in the areas that need the most help. And that is what equity is. And when we do that, all of our quality of lives improve. When we help out East New York, when we help out Brownsville, when we help out Flatbush and Coney Island, it's good for the other areas in our city that are already, or in our borough, that are already progressing. So again, I'm going to do it unapologetically and I'm going to be very deliberate. I'm going to be in those places. That's where you're going to find me. And I'm going to do that so that we can all be better as one Brooklyn.
So, Mr. Reynoso, it's a very crowded field, and we have ranked choice voting the first time this year in our elections. Yeah. Why should one select you as the next borough president and explain to our audience how ranked choice voting works and how, you know, they should vote to ensure that you're the next borough president?
Yes. So, look, Brooklyn, I was born and raised in Brooklyn, born in Cumberland Hospital, went to the public schools here. And Brooklyn has given me everything. And again, I'm ready to give everything back to it. The type of Brooklyn that we want to see that works for all of us is only going to come from an elected official that is unbought and that has no bosses. My bosses are the people of Brooklyn. And I think it's very important that we pay attention to what our elected officials have done and their track record in being able to determine what their future is going to look like. I've been a man of the people. I've been a person, again, that has no bosses. No one tells me what to do. That is not a constituent. And I think that is going to be meaningful to Brooklyn. But ultimately, what I want to do is make sure that when we grow out of this crisis, that we grow out in an equitable way, that you get the resources you need, and that you have somebody that's going to give you a voice and is going to speak loudly on these issues that are extremely important. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to make sure I continue to have Brooklyn's back. And I hope that Brooklyn has my back. Ranked choice voting is extremely important, because what we're doing here is that you might have someone that you love, and then there's someone else that you dislike immensely, and you don't want them to get elected. In the ranked choice voting, you get to pick your top five candidates. And if you like someone, you love one person and you like someone else, you're able to vote for those people without feeling guilty. So for our people, I think it's gonna be very good, because what ends up happening is that elected officials get elected with 35% of the population. And that shouldn't happen. We should have at least 50% or the majority of our population choosing who their elected official is. And in doing so, we hold them to account. They're accountable to a majority of the people in their district, not just a small population. And everyone gets resources because of it. So I'm hoping that you're you buy into ranked choice voting. You could rank up to 5 people, and I hope that I can be your number one choice.
Okay, and how can one support your campaign to help you be the next borough president of Brooklyn?
You can log into Reynoso, R-E-Y-N-O-S-O, for Brooklyn, ForBrooklyn.com. So ReynosoForBrooklyn.com. Also, Reynoso Brooklyn on Twitter, Antonio Reynoso on Facebook and Instagram. You can find me there. But the best way to help is to make sure that people are talking. This is a very large borough. We're going to need hundreds of thousands of votes to win. And the best way for someone to support you is, one, make sure you show up and vote. But two, make sure wherever you are, if you're on the line at the supermarket, if you're in church, if you're in a library, if you're outside in a park and you are talking politics, to mention Antonio Reynoso.
Okay, thank you so much. And make sure they vote for you number one, right?
Yes, number one. Only number one. Only number one. Yes, please.
Okay, thank you so much. So it was a pleasure having you, and we look forward to having you back here again.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for having me. To all my people, thank you so much for listening, and I hope when June 22nd comes around that I could be your first choice.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
People power in politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's people power in politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.